You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 902 ESPN 97.5. Your headlines: Deshaun Watson, the second of the lawsuits came out. Third, apparently, according to Tony Busby, is going to be more salacious. We'll see. The Texans also added cornerback. They added Tavier Thomas. No one knows. T-A-V-I-E-R-R-E. I don't know.
The connection to the Browns continues.
Another Brown cornerback. So he's probably the starter now. I don't know. Has he played any downs ever? He's probably the starter at the other corner. So there is that. And what else? Oh, Christian Wood returned. The Rockets still lose by 14, but Christian Wood looked great. Kevin Porter Jr. looks really, really good. Kenyon Martin Jr. looks really good, really good.
Bye-bye, old guys. Bye, PJ. PJ is traded now. Yep. He goes to Bucks. Not a deal that you're going to even pay attention to. DJ Augustine will be here. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Somebody named DJ Wilson, who's a end-of-the-bench big who came out of Michigan. But what it means is now you are, you know, Oladipo, let that roll off. Let that contract roll off. Either trade him, let it roll off. And Porter, I guess, is more of an emotional and maturity concern. Kenyon Martin Jr. is just a young player with some talent. Christian Wood is a really good player. I mean, you just have a really effective he fills up stat chart, that's for sure. He fills up the stat columns. We'll see if he can help fill up the wins. John Wall is just an old guy with the contract.
Oh, he's hurt.
Eric Gordon is an old guy with contract. Victor Oladipo, don't make that same mistake twice by trying to offer even more to get him. Right now you just keep trying to – you look for one free agent down the road, and you look to build through the draft.
Yep. And it's going to take a while.
This process may be 3 years.
Okay.
Realistically.
All right. Honestly.
By the way.
Cedric, we're going to get you in here in just a second. But honestly – somebody asked yesterday, you know, how long – I was like, how long before the Rockets are actually contending for a championship? A championship? They just want to win. Wait, how about one win with a record-setting losing streak? But let me ask you this. By the time Christian Wood's contract is up, well, you're still not good because you still – the draft picks are still a little ways away. Best bet now, after the 3 years that Christian Wood is here – you're hoping he really likes it here, but he's going to get tired of the losing. How difficult is it going to be to keep him? Because he'll get big money in free agency too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not like
that's going to be the question. Is by the time you get better, this is your time to build yourself. Well, you obviously offer him an extension early.
You
did it for James. Do it for Christian Wood. You get him to a max extension early.
Well, first of all, I'd like to find out that he can stay healthy. Because, you know, he hasn't been this year. His ankles could be an issue. But you're right. But your extension is going to have to be the max. Your extension is going to have to be the max. Otherwise, why would you take it? Because I'm going to bet. He bet on himself. He's been betting on himself. He's another one, another rocket that you had at minimal. And he turns into maximum when you get him back. A Christian Wood, I'm hoping, will be here long term. From what we've seen so far, Christian Wood is a guy that is going to be a big piece. Maybe not if he's your best player, that you're a championship contender. But if he's one of your big pieces, you know you're going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I hate that it's just three. When it was announced that Christian Wood signed a 3-year, $41 million deal. It's like, who the hell is this, and why would you give a guy $41 million? And it turns out, man, was Rafael Stone smart about this?
Mm-hmm. He is smart, and he knew what he was looking at.
And yet now you go, man, I wish he would have done a 6-year deal instead. I wish it wasn't just three.
Well, everyone was.
I'm not sure the rules in place, but if you could have locked them up long term or longer term, that would have been great. But, hey, a really good talent, got to shout out the cash. And you're going to have to shell it out.
That's all.
If you want to keep him.
But even that might not keep him here.
That's
because
true.
He's going to get cash wherever he goes.
Yeah. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns learned that being loyal, now he's part of the problem, certainly, but an uber talented guy. You know what? Sure, Minnesota. I'll hang around for a little bit longer. Miserable.
Yeah.
Never winning. Now, the Rockets in their recent past have been nowhere close to what Minnesota's been as far as losing, but if it's two and a half years in, going into this free agency period, yeah. and they're still losing games, you think Christian Wood's going to be looking at this place going, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, Christian Wood doesn't care about the history of the Rockets, which has been great.
Yeah.
You know, under Daryl Morey and with James Harden, because they're gone. And all he knows here is we suck. That's all he knows.
And more and more players are like, yeah, this whole saying one team thing, not interested if we're going to lose.
Let's get Cedric in because I have Mason Albright has put out, he said he's got details and he's screenshotted it from the third complaint and I've got it right here and I'll read it.
Okay.
It gets a little, it's worse.
You want to read it?
It's worse.
Out loud.
Yeah, I can read this.
Okay.
Yeah, I can read this.
Okay. Cedric, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling about the pattern type of comments. The thing of it is, seems like to me, Deshaun has a fetish for massages. If all these things happen in the massage industry or whatever, sounds like he got a fetish of he and the masseuse and whatnot that turns sexual if it's, that's the way it's laid out. But the problem he'll have is, in fact, if because there's nothing wrong with a fetish. It's no different than going to a strip club and enjoying yourself. That's not a pattern. That's just what you're into. The problem he'll have, though, is if when he approached these people and say, hey, I want this and whoopie whoop, and they say, yeah, that's cool, that's fine. If one of them says, no, I'm not into that, but do you still want a massage? And he says, yeah, I still want the massage. Well, at that point, if you go in there and the masseuse is doing just what y'all agreed to, just a massage, and you grab her hand and place it in the place that you want it, not as predatory.
Yeah.
That changes the whole game. And if that happened, then that's a problem that he and his lawyer is going to have to figure out. Other than that, to me, the pattern is not nothing other than his fantasies of what he liked to do, a single man with women. It's odd like that, but that's the way it is. Until he grabs your hand, knowing that you and he and the lady, they say, look, that's not what I meant to, but you still want a massage? Yeah. You go in there and you start thinking, oh, well, when I show it is, that'll change her mind. Then that's predatory. And if that's the level he on, then that's going to be hard to get out of. That's all I want.
You're right, Seth. And I think when you talked about, and I don't think you were referring to he's got a pattern of wanting massage. I think you were talking about, John, if this is a pattern of being predatory in terms of, if the NFL establishes or believes there's a pattern of him being coercive or not taking no for an answer, that's the pattern I think you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, if the NFL finds that's a pattern, not that he's going to get massages from Instagram. There is nothing, by the way, there is nothing illegal about that unless somebody says no.
Aaron Wilson says, third lawsuit filed by Tony Busby in Harris County Court alleges that Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson forced massage therapists to perform oral sex.
So that's what you, and I'll read it.
Now we're getting it even. Now this is where it gets,
now the wording is a little weird, but plaintiff told him she had, Watson flipped over on his back. Plaintiff continued to massage. Watson then began to coerce her to massage his inner groin area. Plaintiff told him that she had a special tool she needed to use. Watson said he did not want a tool. He wanted her to use her hands. She offered to do vibration techniques, which are the Theraguns. Watson then asked for his abdominals to be massaged. Plaintiff then started to massage his rib cage above his navel and was about to start on his abdominal belly when Watson got more aggressive, forcefully telling her to move her hand down to the pubic area. At that moment, Watson was in control. That's a little bit of a strange, you know, in a plaintiff, but whatever. Watson instructed her to slide her hand across the genitals. Plaintiff started shaking at this point, and Watson clearly knew she was afraid. Now we're throwing in.
No, that's speculation.
Yeah, speculate. Your Honor, plaintiff felt intimidated and threatened. She was afraid of what someone like Watson could do if she did not submit to his demands. That's the second time Tony has put those words into the filing. The first
now,
one,
that is not speculation. That's her account.
Right.
She said she was afraid.
Right. Watson kept coercing and intimidating plaintiff, and it was at this point that Watson coerced. Now, this is the big one. The Watson coerced plaintiff to move her mouth towards his area, forcing plaintiff to perform oral sex on him. Plaintiff did not consent in any of this conduct. Plaintiff blacked out for a few minutes from the fear. So plaintiff did not consent. Plaintiff blacked out for a few moments from fear. Plaintiff was confused and terrified. Plaintiff wishes she would have been more courageous and would have ended the massage, but she felt helpless in that moment. Plaintiff was under Watson's control. After he was finished, Watson got up and offered no apology. Plaintiff was in shock. Watson got dressed and left as if nothing happened. Plaintiff was left shaking, violated, and ashamed. Plaintiff was so shaken that she defecated on herself and ran to the bathroom to clean herself. Plaintiff was disgusted at what Watson made her do, or through force he had made her to do. She still questions herself today as to what she could have done to prevent that conduct.
913 ESPN 97.5.
Yes.
Take a break. 713-780-3.
Hurry up and get to a break so we can talk about this.
713-780-3776.
Hold on.
Is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN.
On a totally unrelated note, It's going to be, as far as I'm concerned, it's always barbecue season in Texas, but it's really barbecue time when the weather's this nice outside. Texas Star Grill Shop has Heartland Wagyu briskets. If you've ever had and you love brisket, how about a Wagyu brisket? This is off the charts good. And it gives you a chance to really enjoy that on one of your brand new grills that you get from Texas Star Grill. There's four locations, and they got a great spring sale going on right now. So whether you're looking for the Traeger Timberline, where you can control the whole thing from your phone, I mean, you can alter and change the temperatures when you want. Pits and Spits, which is the most durable, high performance Texas based company that builds these high end grills, they've got that for you. The DSC that John has, is it DCS or DSC? I think it's DSC, John. Then you've got the DCS. Then you got the infrared grills from Napoleon. You got the wood or charcoal grills that you can use from the Big Green Egg, the ceramic cooker. So many to choose from, but their pitmasters will help you find the perfect one. And when it comes to accessories, rubs, marinades, that's the spot for you. Four locations here in the Houston area. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. Free assembly and free delivery included.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
917 ESPN 97.5. So the third lawsuit complaint has come out, and yep, it is more salacious, as was just read by Lance. She alleges forced oral sex. And so this is starting to get, it's starting to get really, just talking during the break, that's it for Deshaun endorsements. I'm pretty sure we can assume, yeah, Deshaun commercials are
the
up
whole
here.
Moving the groin thing is one thing, but this is, you know, that's
and
great.
Again, it's
great
just an allegation.
Yeah, if it's true, certainly.
It's just an allegation, but he even being associated with this, he loses any endorsement opportunity. I mean, there's
what's on hold for sure.
Yeah,
everything has to go on hold. Any talk about sitting out? Any talk about that's not the talk anymore. What's the best trade targets? Have you noticed that for the first time, that's not the topic on ESPN? Like, we don't see trade.
You won't see it again.
Trade targets? No,
you won't see it again.
Not unless all this is, or unless there's word.
And this is going to take a
while.
Now,
if there's word that comes out that the Texans want to trade him now, even if this stuff is going on, well, then it will pop up, and they'll talk about how this lawsuit.
Well, then they're going to blame this. Are the Texans not backing their guy? That'll be the head. Are the Texans suddenly now won't stand behind their man? I'm sure because the Texans organization is the worst organization in the history
of
sports. Well,
they are. I mean, they are. But
yeah, no. I can certainly see that. This has gotten really, really, really horrific. This has gotten horrific for Deshaun and the team. I don't know, man. This is getting to the point where I don't know how you have Deshaun as the face of your franchise much after a lot of this stuff. Well, we got at least three more allegations coming.
The topic was brought up and we kind of poo pooed it because of what we had heard so far. But if this bears out to be true, then he won't be on the team. Right, if he is found credibly to have forced a woman to perform oral sex on him, is he still on this team?
Oh no, he's suspended. That's what I'm saying.
So
yeah, he's suspended for the year.
The suggestion was brought it up. Will the Texans just say, "Hey, conduct detrimental, whatever legalese they have to do to get their money back, and just remove him"? We were like, "Nah, not happening."
They still have the burden. I don't know how they prove anything.
That's what I'm saying.
There is no burden of proof with the NFL, though.
No, but there is a 50%. Yeah. But there is a 50. Well, he said if it's credibly established.
Yeah.
So if they credibly establish it, then the NFL doesn't have to worry. The NFL's got something to work on.
Yeah, right. And plus, even if they just, if they interview Deshaun and they interview the girl and they believe the girl, he's going to get he's suspended.
Well, the NFL has to, I mean, the NFL has to look into all this with their own people.
Yes, that's right.
They have to. I think they have to in every case, honestly, because
this is taking a turn. Wow.
Is there another? Or you're just saying after this?
After this.
Well, this is the one where when you accuse somebody of forcibly doing something, it ups the ante. And I don't even know what 4, 5, and 6 are going to look like.
No.
I don't know if 4, 5, or 6. Or
they've
anyone
gotten
else.
Progressively worse. When if we this left, gets worse.
When we left the show, there was one.
Right.
Yesterday.
Well, we hadn't even seen the one.
And it was, yeah, we heard about one, but we didn't see
the filing.
No,
we hadn't seen it. We
hadn't
it
seen
yesterday.
The filing.
Yeah.
Until after the show.
Now we've
but
read
But we knew
three.
There was one after the show. Or during the show, we knew there was one. Then we heard there was two. Then it turned into 4 when I'm headed home. And then it turned into 6 late in the evening.
This Rusty might not. This is starting to get to the point where, man, I don't care who you got, Deshaun. And even, again, even if Deshaun is found in this civil suit to not have to pay these women, which is who knows how it's going to turn out. Even so, the NFL is still going to take action against him. Still going to take action against him because this is bringing. He's defaming. He's hurting the brand. He's hurting the shield. And any kind of talk like this about any of their players, and especially a high-profile player, like a dude who's been in the news for every single day since the end of the season or since he's decided that he's not going to play.
Are you guys surprised by another thing? We've talked about how it's getting little to now. Now we see more. Well, they're talking about it on ESPN. Until today, they hadn't really spoken about.
They're reading Deshaun's initial comment.
But as far as Twitter and NFL Twitter, are you surprised? Like only Benjamin Albright is the one, and Sarah Barshaw because she covers the Texans. But for the most part, nationally, it's been Benjamin Albright, and that's it. Even tweeting out.
And why isn't Schefter putting this up?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a Rappaport, little like not this is at all. This is a major storyline. It really is. Like, this could impact.
They're handling this with kid gloves, man.
Okay, but I know it's kid gloves because there's a thought about, especially it's a women's issue. And
okay, now you look at a First Take and the headline, three massage therapists sue Deshaun Watson, third lawsuit alleges Watson committed sexual assault when he forced a woman to perform oral sex.
So this is a legit discussion.
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith is having that, yeah.
We'll this is the sound. First that we've seen of this
we
on
should roll
that
on
show.
That. We should get this.
We roll on. I want to hear what Stephen A. has to say. Let's.
Well, have you noticed? I'd like to hear what Max and Molly have to say. But the only video I ever see is Stephen A. Like ESPN only put Stephen A.'s comments on stuff. Max is
if this is true.
First of all, I first need to say this. If this turns out to be true, and we do not know this at this particular time, these are allegations, but these are very serious allegations. And I think Stephen A. will have a very well-reasoned, I'm not even joking. I mean, I think he's going to probably have a pretty good answer on this. But this is the first time we're seeing it actually. You do want to have as much information before you go flying out, because Dell mentioned this. What's the best case scenario in a he said, she said issue regarding what's reportedly happened? What's the best case scenario? Because I'll tell you this too. People need to be careful and tread a little bit lightly, because if this doesn't jump off, Deshaun could end up trying to file some slander lawsuits against people.
Well, no, he
as well.
No, like, these are allegations, but they're in the lawsuits, so we're obviously reporting them.
You can discuss
them.
That, sure.
You can absolutely, but accusing and saying he's guilty of it is another thing. Listen, just the accusations are going to never leave Deshaun. Just the allegations are never going to leave him. No, Jackie, we're not going to read what you said about a bucket and of the lotion. Art says, guys, you're making it really hard for me to say something stupid. We apologize, Art. This is not your kind of show where you can say stupid things and we would read them and laugh, because there's really very little to laugh about with. No, there's nothing to laugh about with this. This is getting to a point where we're coming close to a point of no return. While I thought all of this stuff with Deshaun would make it very difficult for him to go anywhere, and the Texans would probably have to keep him. And now it's getting to a point where it's going to be very difficult for the Texans to even keep him. If more allegations come out about him and it gets even more salacious than it has already with this third allegation of forced oral sex, allegedly, then it's going to be very difficult for the Texans. Now, Ben had his issue. Kobe had his issue. Maybe this is just Deshaun's issue and he's going to overcome it.
I think it's a different time, though. Now, rape should always be an issue, but we've seen the progression in terms of how seriously it's taken and what it means.
He might. And Michael Vick overcame his. He overcame a prison term. And again, Kobe was rape, allegedly.
I know.
So, Ben was a sexual assault in the bathroom.
They
all came back. So maybe Deshaun can't come back. I don't know that he can come back with another team. They both came back with their own team.
Well, Vic. Oh, Kobe. Kobe.
Yeah. Came back with their own team. So, maybe he has to,
And remember with Kobe, the witness was impugned. You talk about the witness being put on trial. They got into her activities outside of Kobe, and they decided, look, at least in some people's eyes, she's not trustworthy because of, we remember the DNA evidence and her underwear, all that stuff. People impugn the character of the witness or the complaint or the alleged victim. And that was one of the reasons people are, oh, okay, she was that type of girl. And once again, in quotes.
That's always going to.
Right. So she had sex that day.
Yeah, that was part of the defense.
Right. All right. It's Lamont, will get you in on the other side. It's 28 past the hour here at 9 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little insurance, Lance.
Text the word money to 232323 right now and watch what happens. What's going to happen is they're going to say, what's your address? You're going to text your address. And within just a few seconds, you're going to get a firm quote on a homeowner's insurance policy. Now, that's how quickly they can, just by your address, with the algorithms they have and all the information, they can immediately, they already have it in their system set up to give you the best price quote that they've got on an A-rated insurance company. The entire process is going to take you 15 seconds from start to finish. 15 seconds. Why would you not spend 15 seconds out of your day to potentially save yourself, on average, $900? And in many cases, it's much more than that. Your friends at TGS Insurance work with a group of A-rated insurance companies, and they will shop your homeowner's insurance for you against these other companies and say, look, if they can't save you, they'll let you know what it is. You can compare it. And if they're not going to save you, they're not going to save you. If they're not going to save you enough, then that's fine. But you may find that you've been paying substantially more than you should have for years. And that's where TGS can come in and save you that money. Put more of your money back in your pocket without sacrificing the savings. A-rated insurance companies available for you. Shop them today by texting the word money to 232323.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. It's been all about Deshaun this morning here on the show, unfortunately. Deshaun has been a topic of conversation for a while now, wanting to get out. Now it's all going to be about Deshaun and the civil suits. And the third one came out. The second one was pretty salacious. The third one alleges forced oral sex by Deshaun Watson on the therapist. And that is the worst of the allegations thus far. That is simply going to put Deshaun in a different category. And yet, it's just allegations, and Deshaun will have his day in court, obviously. What's amazing to me is that Deshaun, if this, all of this is out there, and it did happen, that Deshaun wouldn't have settled behind the scenes once the first one came out, because there was more, was allegedly more out there. So it just makes absolutely no sense for Deshaun to have. Although, again, it's that Teflon thing that we talked about. Players think that they are, and stars think that they are Teflon, and it appears that they're not. It appears that he's not, and he's going to have to face all of these allegations at some point.
I think we'll find out if he's not.
Well, he's going to have to face them. He's facing them now. Lamont is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Lamont.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sorry, man, from everything, I'm not going to prosecute the dude or go against a woman, but, just from the bird's eye view, do y'all think that this guy's a good decision maker? I mean, to be going on worth $160 million, going to go look for some butt on IG?
I mean, I don't, if all this is true, I don't think great decision maker is the first thing that comes to
even
mind.
Even if you remove the complaint, like, what he is a star. Why are you going through Instagram to try to secure, even if everything's consensual?
That's a rookie contract.
What are you doing?
That's new to the league type stuff.
I use the word in our group chat, idiot, because there are so many ways that a star, a rich guy, there are so many ways that you can go about this. This can't be a worse way to get Instagram people that you don't even know, that you're even involved with them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but check this out, man. And, I never brought this up, man, because his rookie year, he did something, and I was like, wow, man, I can't believe he's doing this. But, that's his business. Do y'all remember his rookie year? He was hanging out with the girl that was blasting all of those NBA players.
Mia Khalifa.
He was playing basketball with her at his house and being videotaped. I'm like, man, you messing with this chick? I always question that. Like I'm saying, I ain't controlling another man's, private area down there. But I'm like, well, why are you messing with her of all people? And you know that this person right here is just blasting people, left and right. And I go back to that whole decision-making point, because this is the same person that all of Houston and all of the world wanted making decisions for the Texans. That's all I have, man. And I'm out.
No, it's the decision making is definitely taking a hit right there. Don't forget though, Gronk also was with a porn star, Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, but that's Gronk's.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Deshaun has a goody two shoes image, and Deshaun has a face of the franchise. Gronk has been known as that kind of guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo as well was going out with a porn star. And now Deshaun. You know what?
Well, Deshaun just was playing Nerf basketball with Mia Khalifa. But his point is, why are you being seen like Russell Wilson would not have ever done that? If you're really, really careful about your image, you wouldn't do that. I don't think Deshaun, you know, people say, well, Deshaun's a real one. Well, I mean, that's true to an extent. He's not changing who he is. But when you are on this level, I had somebody yesterday tell me, who's with the team, say, this makes no sense that you do this stuff with Instagram. There's other ways, even if he has this that he wants to do or that, like, it just doesn't make sense that he was so careless in terms of, like, why does he not understand how careless this is? If you're going to be a guy who is going to be getting advertisements, if you're going to be a face of the franchise, a potential face of the league, it's not smart. Now, this stuff happened in the past, and I see what the Instagram stuff is just blows me away, because that just seems like such a – we hear that story all the time. You know, that's J.R. Smith when some girl says, oh, I think you're awesome, and he immediately just sends back, you're trying to get the pipe. what, J.R.? Mm-hmm. But that's J.R. Smith. You know, this is Deshaun Watson. You know what's funny? I look at players' Instagrams and Twitter accounts sometimes. If I run into them, I'll take a look at them because I want to see what the person is on social media. And Deshaun's Instagram was about as squeaky clean as you could possibly want to get. And even right now, it's not salacious. Deshaun's, but I mean, this was like choir boy stuff when he was at him with his girlfriend at their parents' house for Christmas. It was the most squeaky clean college image that you could possibly want. And that's why this doesn't, like, things have changed, obviously, in terms of Deshaun's life. He's got more money. He's a star, celebrity, all that. But that's why these lawsuits have got to hurt him, because in a way, I don't think he's a bad person. I do think he's cultivated an image, but this flies in the face of that image. And it's the same way Kobe Bryant had a certain image until he didn't. And then it turned into, and Kobe carefully cultivated his image. I mean, he was, oh, this is how Michael Jordan did it. I'm going to make myself like Michael Jordan. And Kobe was careful about how he crafted and cultivated his image. Remember, he was a goody two-shoes. Then he came back with Mamba and a tattoo, and he rebranded as a more aggressive, in-your-face, you know, street guy, because that was not what he was considered at all. Yeah. There was Iverson, was the real one, and then Kobe was like the guy who was, you know, kind of more built in the lab, so to speak. And people sometimes forget that. The Mamba nickname didn't come until after. That was immediately happened where he gave himself that nickname after the Denver stuff.
Yeah. Listen, it's just another in what looks like and what can be, I don't know, allegedly is a long line of famous people making stupid decisions. A buddy of mine says Bill Clinton, Mike Tyson, Kobe. You know, it just because you're rich and famous doesn't make you you're a good decision maker.
No, that's true.
And so, you know, and now Deshaun is being lumped in there with these latest allegations. 713-780-3776. Greg wants to get in here, talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, look at a long-time listener. Really love the show. John, Lance, Bill, y'all doing a great job.
Thanks, Greg.
I work in a construction field. It's either you, the bench, or the blitz. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm working nights or days, so I just love 97.5.
Yes.
But the question I have is, I have a friend. I'm Texas. I live in Texas. Not a Texans fan, not a Rockets fan or whatnot, but I live in Texas. I have a friend that looked up this young lady that lives in Atlanta, and now she's a single mother of two. But before that, she was not a single mother of two. She was one of those Instagram, you know what I'm talking about, John.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just a single mother of two. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, things happen for, you know, that were wrong. Deshaun could have done something wrong. But now, I mean, you go on Instagram. There were Instagram. I mean, you know what the Rockets did in the bubble. I mean, all that stuff happened in the bubble, and the Instagram people went in the bubble, and then, you know, Kim Kardashian, all these Instagram stuff. I know Deshaun's not that dumb to do something that stupid, but now there are single mothers of two kids when in 2020 they were Instagram. If you look them up, they were not single mothers of 20s. And I know they've been deleting their posts. They've been deleting a lot of Instagram stuff. I had a friend looked it up, and, I mean, he's really a Texans fan. He was like, oh, no, Deshaun's not doing this, and he's not doing that. Look at this post. Look at this post. Look at this post. And I was just curious about it. But, you know, 2020, you didn't say anything. The Me Too movement was going along, and you didn't say anything. Now 2021, Deshaun wants to leave, and it's a big controversy. It seems kind of suspicious to me, guys. I'll hang up and listen to you. Yeah,
man. I don't know if the two are related in any way, shape. I don't know. All I know, though, is, Greg, it's not just one. Now it's six. And so that certainly makes it a lot more difficult. I mean, a conspiracy with one, okay.
And I guess
the Texan Jack Easterby was behind it. Okay, I guess.
And
no.
I understand. Look, attorneys, at least I'm an expert because I watched enough Law and Order and other criminal shows to know these things. Yes, you might clean up the image of your witness. I don't know. That happens, I guess, where all of a sudden the things that have been that you've done in the past get erased because you're trying to portray an image. We remember Kellen Winslow. Kellen Winslow Jr. went from he grew his hair out, he put glasses on, and the witness couldn't even recognize him.
Yeah,
he
right.
had looked so different. So that stuff happens. But like you said, it's not one. It's multiple. So
yeah.
Did all these women get together, decide to take down Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a conspiracy. I don't know that there's any relation between any of these women. There has to be evidence by them, the Instagram posts, between the interaction between the two, the plane ticket, the hotel stay at the Houstonian.
Serious question here. And I legitimately don't know this. You say these women don't know each other.
I don't know. I said I don't know if they have.
Yeah. Well, how does this happen where Tony Busby quietly, before anything comes out, he obviously had more than, like, to file a complaint. This didn't just happen where all of a sudden four more people came out yesterday. Five people came out. He's got a group of people together. Clearly, at least two, probably three, maybe all six already. How did he get information from all that? How did they all find him?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, did you ask yourself that? If this wasn't public knowledge, if he didn't say, come forward with this, because this happened
immediately. Well, no, but he has said since the first one, he's been taking calls. And he talks to each of them.
But he has to vet them. You don't vet them. He said there's six now and that he's filing for. If you're doing your due diligence and you're vetting them, that doesn't happen in one day.
Well, you have to see, do they have Instagram proof? Do they have plane ticket proof?
You still need to vet the person making the accusation because it can ruin your whole case. Does that happen in one day? Not usually.
I don't think this happened in a week. I mean, I'm sure he's built this up over months.
Right,
maybe.
But how? My question is, it's a legitimate question. Right. When you build it up over months, doesn't one person have to have talked to another person?
Well, we don't know how prevalent Deshaun is in messaging women. We don't know if this is well known in those circles that we don't run in, that Deshaun has a proclivity for this. So there may have been, I don't know what goes on, what messages get passed. You're right. We don't know how this came about.
We don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe it is that. I have no idea. I have no idea how it came out. But Tony Busby did say in one of his posts, "I'm taking calls right now. I'm talking to each of them that sound credible, and he's going forward. Who knows? That six may not be all that we see. And you're right; they may not be vetted well. Who knows if they were hookers before or whatever they were. That doesn't mean, even if they were hookers at some point or they did do some.
Well, I'm not comfortable.
They did do stuff before. That doesn't mean that it's that Deshaun didn't force himself. I don't know.
Right. I'm just saying you want to vet as closely as possible. I don't think it happens in one day.
I'm sure Tony, who's a lawyer, I'm sure he's vetting somehow, somewhere.
No, I think he's vetting all of them. My question is, how do you get information like this? Dell tried to explain it, but
now,
you don't put it out publicly.
Well, right. But the first one did come out publicly. Now, it's awfully quickly that... Now, it's like any class action suit. You know what? You put it out there publicly, and all these people that use Johnson & Johnson or whatever product they use, baby powder, whatever they used, and whatever drug they used, they all come together and they have a class action suit. Whether or not that's how he got all of these six women, I don't know. Maybe Tony Busby will answer that question for you at some point. It's 945 ESPN 97.5, 703-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number. We're on the eve.
Playing games.
We're on the eve. Well, we got the playing games today.
Playing games tonight.
And
we got out to Norfolk State winning outright.
The real tournament starts tomorrow.
Out to UCLA winning outright.
Do you see that the players are starting to, there's a movement of the not NCAA property? You see that hashtag? Not NCAA property. There are some players that are coming forward tweeting out that the NCAA needs to, and maybe this is the way to go about it. I don't know that they're ever going to be able to. Northwestern tried to unite and unionize, and it didn't go over. It didn't happen. But if enough players get together and they, decide that they're not going to play because they can't use their likeness. Some pretty compelling arguments, too. Some pretty good points made by the players. One of them was, hey, if I'm a musician on a music scholarship, I can go and get an album and make money off of my name. If I am an academic student on an academic scholarship, I can go to a company and make money off of my name.
Explain to me the argument, though. I thought NIL is going to be.
Well, it's taken a while.
That's
the process. Well, it's actually being forced by states.
But it doesn't
matter.
As
opposed to the NCAA doing it.
But if it's coming, then there's nothing that can be done other than the process has to.
Well, the NCAA could actually just make a rule that they're.
Well, these are just tweets with hashtags. They're not going to have any. They've already got a timetable for it.
Well. Yeah, they've got a timetable because they were forced by the government to do it, and as opposed to just open it up like every other scholarship person on campus is able to make money off their name and likeness. You know what? Open it up, and that would be fair. And I agree with them. You don't the schools aren't paying them. This is not about schools paying players. This is about being able to use your own likeness and image and name to make money for yourself, which any other scholarship person can do at universities. So I agree wholeheartedly with them, and I kind of like the Geo Baker. The NCAA owns my name, image, and likeness. Someone on music scholarship can profit from an album. Someone on an academic scholarship can have a tutor service. For people who say an athletic scholarship is enough, anything less than equal rights is never enough. I am not NCAA property. I like it. I like it for the kids. I like it for going forward that they can use, that the NCAA isn't the only one that profits off their abilities. 952 ESPN 97.5. Is Texas Southern today or tomorrow? Texas Southern plays today. Yeah.
Are they today?
Today. Texas Southern plays today. Michigan State.
UCLA.
UCLA plays today.
Who's TSU play?
TSU has one of the smart kids. I forget who it is.
They play a smart school?
I think they play a smart school.
Is it Harvard?
No, it's not Harvard.
Remember? Pocky Ka Harvard. Remember when Jack was doing that thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, oh, that was hilarious.
Jack Easterby?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you park your car.
Park your car? Remember, that's what, remember when people in Texas say, hey, buddy, everything's big, and we got belt buckles?
Big belt buckle?
Remember that?
You put your thumbs in
there? Man, that was great.
And you walk around?
That was great.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know who's
and
super?
You say, y'all?
Okay, is Jack Easterby happy that this stuff with Deshaun Watson's happening?
No.
But is he kind of?
No.
We're off of Jack
Easterby. No, there
Easterby.
Is no one in the organization
We're
that's
off
happy.
Of Jack Easterby.
There's no one in the organization that's happy.
Is he a little bit happy to have the spotlight off of him? They're playing Mount St. Mary's.
Oh, see? That's what it's
TSU, Mount St. Mary's, Drake, Wichita State, Norfolk State versus App State, and
UCLA.
UCLA, Michigan State.
Right. So, no. No one's happy.
None of these games have a higher than 3-point spread. They're all very closely bunched together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are difficult games. Either team can go. I mean, they're pretty evenly matched, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're both supposed to be the same seed. They both are the same seed.
Yep.
And that's different. None of them have 3-point. Wow.
1.5, 2, 3, 2.
They're evenly matched.
They're evenly matched games, so it should be interesting.
What is TSU?
TSU is a 1.5-point dog.
Hmm.
Isn't that Sister Jean's team or no?
No, Loyola.
Oh, that's right. Mount St. Mary's.
No, it's not St. Mary's that plays Gonzaga every year. This is different.
Yeah, who is Mount? Didn't Mount St. Mary's have an impressive win one time in a tournament?
Mount St. Mary's or St. Mary's? There's a difference. And it's Sister Jean is not Mary, Mother Mary. Well, she is Mary, whatever. Mary, Sister Jean. Mary Jean. Sister Mary Jean. Yes. She is that. But otherwise, no, she's not Mary. She's not St. Mary's. She's Loyola. And by the way, she got the okay to travel to the bubble and be part of the festivities.
That's good.
Yeah. I want to
see
all,
she's all she's totally vaccinated. She's vaccinated up. And yes, you are going to get that because I've already thought that about telling people, like, I'm totally vaccinated. I've actually said that before. And I know Quincy Avery, because I was seeing if Quincy had said anything about Deshaun, and he hasn't. But he said, is this going to be the new thing in 2021? I'm vaccinated, because somebody told him that at some restaurant, some salad-type restaurant, said, don't worry, I'm vaccinated. I think that is going to be the thing in 2021, where people go, I'm good. I'm vaccinated.
Good.
Don't worry, you're good.
Well, the first athlete to step in it in this regarding situation, let's give it to Roddy White. Roddy White tweets, I hate this for Deshaun Watson. The quickest way now to get a bag is to sue someone. It's impossible to make someone give you oral sex. This is a far stretch, and everybody wants to get paid. That's the first athlete
Roddy.
To...
Ooh, Roddy.
Just got canceled.
From what?
He will.
I think he doesn't. I don't know what he does.
From what?
He does Roddy White TV.
From Earth.
Roddy's been into it with people. This is not the first time that Roddy's stepped out a little bit and got a little frisky.
Yeah, I don't know what Roddy does now.
It's impossible, really?
I mean, we've heard Roddy? Complaints about women being forced to give oral sex.
Yeah.
Plenty. I mean, and not for nothing, Roddy. I'm sure that happens in prison when it's not men and women, that happens too. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. There's an intimidation factor, Roddy. There's also weapons, not that Deshaun didn't have any weaponry, but there's an intimidation factor, Roddy, that
sometimes it's simple just to, like, not talk about
it. Yeah.
It's easy.
Hey, I mean, you could take Team Deshaun's side. I mean, you can be
you
on can, team.
You can say whatever you want behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I'm
but
not.
You can, and, or you could be, hey, Deshaun, I'm with you, brother. God, you know, I'm praying
this
for you.
This doesn't sound like something
times.
That you do, praying for you. Yeah. I know. I believe in you.
Yeah, I believe in you, Deshaun.
Yeah.
Yeah, best of luck, buddy. But not that.
That's. That seems like not the right thing
not the
to say.
Way to go about that. All right, Lance. So I don't know how.
I don't
to say
know.
Goodbye.
I don't know if this is the right day to do what we normally do.
Oh yeah, it's not. Let's start a new streak.
No,
we started the streak yesterday.
Let's start a new streak.
But I've already played it today, right?
Right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
but it was early
in the first segment. You were telling
Would
me
you,
goodbye.
So, John, I'm going to allow you to make a decision. Do we
continue? I want to say
you
want
to say goodbye to Lance.
Goodbye, Lance.
Say it then.
All right, bye, Lance.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa!
I couldn't. You know, you let this guy.
I brought it up.
I said I wanted to say goodbye to him.
And I said, and that's my way of saying I wanted to say goodbye.
You let him puppeteer you?
No, you don't.
I didn't.
No, you can't do the puppet thing and try to make me feel bad. I want to say goodbye to you. And that's how I say goodbye.
It had nothing to do with puppets. I wanted to say goodbye. I didn't say, yeah, play it, Dell.
He said, John said goodbye, and I did.
Yeah. We both said goodbye.
And yet you're still here.
And hey, do you want to say hello to McClenny, Mosley, and Associates? That's the MMA law firm. Those are my peeps over there. And listen, here's the deal with them is they know the insurance game. The insurance game sucks. The insurance game sucks. What the insurance company wants to do is they want you to pay on your policy and give them the money. And then when you make a claim, they don't want to honor it. That's what the insurance companies want to do. They want to take in as much money as possible and pay out as little as possible. So McClenny, Mosley and Associates said, whoa, 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 whoa. Let us look at your policy. Let us look at your claim absolutely free. And then we will advise you on the best course of action. If this insurance company is not living up to the policy, then you've got these guys, the McClenny, Mosley and Associates law firm behind you. LargeLossAttorneys.com. Doesn't matter when it happens, what the deal is. If you feel like you're getting the shaft from your insurance company, these are the guys that specialize in insurance fraud. LargeLossAttorneys.com. Well, insurance fraud. Insurance companies not paying up. LargeLossAttorneys.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.